The agency responsible for protecting the Great Barrier Reef has approved the dumping of 3 million tons of dredge spoil as part of a port expansion project. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority's decision will allow the Abbott Point coal terminal in North Queensland to become the biggest in the world. The move's been opposed by environmentalists, tourism operators, and tens of thousands of locals, and there are fears that it sets the scene for unprecedented development in the World Heritage Area. Donna Field reports.
It's an Australian icon and one of the best-known World Heritage Areas on the planet. So the significance of today's decision to dump dredge sediment within the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park wasn't lost on those responsible for its welfare.
But Gurrumpa does acknowledge the very strong public sentiments that both for and against this proposal that we've been considering in terms of dredge disposal deepening the channels at Abbott Point. Abbott Point is a deep water port with low levels of long-term maintenance required, and the development of this particular port is consistent with the authority's longer-term vision for a better managed but not proliferating numbers of ports in the Great Barrier Reef region.
The chairman of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, Russell Reichelt, says today's permit comes with 47 conditions to protect sensitive habitats and other industries like fishing and tourism.
There's a limit in any 1 year of 1.3 million cubic metres and very strong conditions on how that work should proceed.
He says there are a lot of misconceptions surrounding the reef, its health and future, but overall it retains strong resilience.
I meet a lot of people that picture an area the size of Hyde Park in Sydney or an area that's perhaps like a national park you find on land, and they are very surprised to hear that it's the size of Victoria and Tasmania combined. It's 50% larger in area than New Zealand, and that it has 1 million people living along the coastline, a bit more than 1 million now, 2 million tourists a year, and 1% of the area is set aside for ports.
The proponent of the Abbott Point Terminal, the North Queensland Bulk Ports Corporation, has welcomed today's decision, which puts it on track to develop the world's largest coal port. Spokeswoman Mary Steele says the corporation takes its environmental responsibilities seriously.
We consider ourselves stewards of the reefs, and we have been stewards of this port environment for a very long time. And because of how well we've taken care of these environments, I mean, they look like they do today, which are you know, beautiful areas if you've ever been to Abbott Point.
But environmentalists say the decision marks a sad day for the reef. Green Senator Larissa Waters is worried about how compliance will be measured when the dredge dumping starts.
Well, I think it comes down to whether or not you want to treat a World Heritage site that is one of the seven natural wonders of the world like a rubbish tip, because it's cheaper for the big mining companies to put this mud, this dredge spoil, into the water than it is to safely treat it and dispose of it on land.
Greenpeace says the World Heritage Committee will take a dim view of the decision when considering whether to list the reef as in danger. Campaigner Louise Matheson.
I think the World Heritage Committee is going to be very alarmed. We've seen a string of decisions by the Australian government to allow coal and gas port developments along the reef coast since the committee first expressed concerns. And now the very guardian of the reef, the Marine Park Authority, is granting permission to dump dredge spoil despite all the evidence of the damage that can do.
The Resources Council says the Marine Park Authority has based its decision on scientific evidence that shows port dredging hasn't resulted in permanent damage to the reef. And Chief Executive Michael Roach says it will give the mining industry a shot in the arm.
Well, it certainly gives certainty to some very big mining projects, projects that are so badly needed in Queensland. This could unleash investment of nearly $30 billion, create about 15,000 permanent jobs and as many jobs again in the construction phase. So that's a very important part of today's decision.
It's likely to be at least a year before dredging starts.
Donna Field.